Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. To live a more fulfilling life means you cannot keep doing things the way you've always done them. When you keep doing things the same way you've always done them, you're going to stay the same. You're not going to grow, or you're going to stay stuck right where you're at. To get to a different level, you must do things differently than how you do them today, which means experiencing new things and getting out from under your comfort blanket. I want you to throw that blanket off your body and step outside of your comfort zone. This is one of the main themes throughout this podcast: to get the results you want in your life, to finally start to see change happen in your life, to unlock your true potential, you will have to step outside of your comfort zone and step right into discomfort and feel uncomfortable, which can be very emotional. The changes you make are going to bleed into all areas of your life: how you feel about yourself, how you think about yourself, what your relationships look like, how you're showing up for your career, your finances, on and on and on. Everything in your life will be impacted for the better and improve. The phrase that I've used to help myself get out of my comfort zone is get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'll say that again. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. When you are comfortable being uncomfortable, you are going to break through limitations. You're going to achieve new levels in your life that you never thought possible. You're going to acquire more money than ever before. You're going to land that promotion at work. You're going to get that new job. It's going to be amazing. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, I'm going to say a word to all of you now, and I just want to know how it makes you feel. Just take note of the emotion you feel after I say the word. The word is change. What was your emotional response when I said the word change? What emotion surfaced for you? How does the word change make you feel? Does it make you feel nervous, excited, cautious, unsure, hesitant? I can bet some of you immediately felt your stomach turn. Your response to me saying the word change might have made you feel uneasy or uncomfortable. And on the flip side, I bet some of you, like me, after hearing the word change, it made you feel excited. How can one word elicit such a polar opposite of emotions and feelings in people? The word change can make some people feel uneasy, and it makes other people feel excited. Crazy, huh? There's a lot of words that will do that. There's so much power in language. The words we choose and the emotions one single word will make us feel. What if I called you a blue squirrel? You probably have zero emotional response to it because blue squirrels don't even exist. You don't know anything about a blue squirrel. There's no history, so you aren't triggered by it and you have zero emotional response to it. Interesting example, huh? We all have different perceptions of how we view the world. This is rooted in our past experiences, how we think about things, what we believe about the world, what we were taught about the world. Our personal beliefs and values can strongly influence how we interpret a word and the emotion that it produces inside of us. And the good news is we can condition ourselves to change our emotional response and how we view things at any time. We were all raised in different households with different ideals, different beliefs and values. And when I started dating, I started seeing everyone's family unit as its own unique culture. And I had to make sure the guy I was dating, that I connected with his micro family culture. Otherwise, I don't think we would have worked out. I feel the way we were all raised is that we were all in different units that we were all a part of, these little different micro cultures. And mine had an added dimension with my mom being deaf. Being deaf truly is a whole other culture. There is a significant difference between the hearing culture and the deaf culture, but I'll save that discussion for another day. If you're interested in learning about the difference now, in 2021, there was an incredible movie called Coda that won Best Picture at the Oscars, and I highly recommend it. You'll get a little taste of what my life was like, and you'll get to see the difference between the deaf and hearing cultures that I'm referring to. With all the personal growth I've done over the past couple decades, it has involved massive amounts of change. And there's a universal philosophy that if you aren't growing, you're dying. Growth means change. So I adore change. And I aspire to be a better person today than I was yesterday. And that means frequent daily change. To me, I believe change is an essential part of personal growth. Let me be real. I wouldn't say change is always comfortable. It's not. It's really painful. And most of the time, it's not comfortable at all. Did I always adore change? Hell no. I changed my beliefs around change and made it positive over the years. So now I experience change for the positive. I think that my comfort of change goes along with the fact that I love to travel. My husband, Dustin, and I traveled all over the world before we decided to have kids. Since we'd never been parents before, we wanted to make sure that we traveled before the unknown life of what having kids would bring, and since we didn't know anything about what parenting was like. This is what we decided we wanted to do. I think from this, I love having new experiences. I find them extremely stimulating and energizing. I love trying new restaurants, trying new foods, exploring places I've never been. So I'm the type that really embraces change. It's so easy to get stuck in our usual patterns of going to the same restaurants, hanging out with the same people, taking a trip to the same destination. But when you really see a newfound passion in your life is when you really start to push outside of the boundaries you're used to. There are some of you who love taking risks. You seek out new experiences and you're constantly pushing your boundaries. And this kind of stuff can be very exciting. I know. I've taken risks at times in certain situations. I've jumped off a 30-foot waterfall in Hawaii. And the same trip, I jumped out of an airplane and went skydiving, which was a total ball. And I'll try any food. These types of things make me feel so alive and makes my life incredibly fun and fulfilled. And so much variety. What's something new you've tried lately? Think about the past week. What's something you did that you hadn't done before? And if you're having a hard time thinking of something, maybe that's a sign that you haven't tried anything new lately. Maybe you need to do something as simple as making a new meal for your dinner this week. Try a new recipe. Take a different route on your walk. Try a different workout class. Embracing change means you have a high degree of openness, which means you are curious and receptive to new ideas and perspectives. You enjoy exploring different possibilities. And when you have a flexible mindset, you're adaptable and you're more willing to adjust your plans and routines when you're faced with new circumstances. You see change as an opportunity for growth, like me. An adaptation rather than an obstacle to leading to you wanting to quit. And if you have a positive attitude, it allows you to approach change with optimism and see it as a chance for personal development and improvement. You focus on the potential benefits and outcomes rather than getting stuck on any challenges you might have. Change isn't always comfortable for me. It's really painful at times. And I really enjoy working out. I've been working out consistently for years and years. And during COVID, I still worked out, but I was drinking wine every day. Yep, I was one of the lucky ones who packed on the COVID-20. This past fall, I was still working out, but the pounds weren't coming off. And I wanted to shed the COVID-20. So my friend Tina was posting all the time on Facebook about Farrell's 10-week challenge. Farrell's is a gym in my town. I'd heard of it from her personally. She shared at a swim meet when our daughters were swimming. They're on the same swim team. She told me all about her transformation, and I saw it with my own eyes. She looked incredible. She lost like half her body mass. And I have another friend, Jessie. She's a fellow dance mom who I knew was an instructor at Farrell's because she was always encouraging me and all the dance moms to go check out a class. So I was very familiar with it and the concept of the challenge from Tina and Jessie. Last September, I saw they were gearing up for their next 10-week challenge. And what the 10-week challenge is you work out for 10 weeks, 6 times a week. At the beginning, they take all of your measurements. They measure your body fat. They document your weight. You have to do push-ups and sit-ups and sit and reach. You do a 1-mile run. They take a before photo of you and they guide you and review your nutrition logs, document all the things, and you compete against others to win $1,000. And at the end of the 10 weeks, one winner is selected. Well, I needed a jumpstart to my weight loss, so I was all in, and thankfully, my hubby Dustin joined with me. Now, I should back up a little bit to give you some perspective. Keep in mind, when I was in my early 20s, I hated the gym. I despised it. I hated driving there. I hated waiting for equipment. I hated getting dressed. I hated showering there. You name it, I hated it. So about 22 years ago, when I realized I hated the gym, I started taking steps to build a home gym. And I worked out at home consistently for years and loved it. Now, fast forward to now. We have an incredible home gym because we've been building it over all these years. We have a 3-tiered rack with huge dumbbells. We have a universal weight machine. We have a rower, a Peloton bike, a great sound system, a big screen TV, all the things. Great floor mats. And with this 10-week challenge, I'd be ditching my comfort blanket of my home gym and be physically driving to the gym to work out 6 days a week. This is a huge change from rolling out of bed and walking downstairs to my home gym and working out by myself. Let me tell you this. This change was not comfortable. In September, I did not consider myself a morning person. If you asked me today, I would tell you, I'm a morning person. Every day I had to be at the gym at 6 a.m. to work out 6 times a week because that's what worked in my schedule. So my alarm sounds at 5:30 in the morning. I immediately get out of bed. There's no hesitation. I get out of bed and I make a fist bump like a tennis pro and I say out loud, "Yes, I did it again," which always makes me smile. By the way, this fist pump and what I'm saying is a way to reward the reinforcement of my behavior of getting out of bed right when that alarm sounds. I walk to the bathroom. I change into my gym clothes that are all laid out in front of me that I picked out the night before. I brush my teeth, grab my heart rate monitor and put it on, grab my gym bag, walk to the kitchen. In the kitchen, I'm mixing up some collagen and water. I grab a to-go cup of coffee and I'm out the door. And we make it to the gym about 5 minutes before class starts. And we've been doing this now going on 26 weeks and it's still going strong. I haven't missed a workout. I work out at the gym Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. So I think that qualifies me as a morning person. Even if I'm traveling, I zoom in for the workouts. This entire routine I have created is now a habit in my life. I don't even think about getting out of bed. I don't even think about picking out my workout clothes the night before. It is part of my daily routine. I don't think about tracking my food every day. I just do it. Total and complete new habits in my life. And I am so proud of myself for it. And I'll be real because I always am. The first 2 weeks were brutal. I was so sore. I could keep up with the cardio because I'd been working out, but I didn't have the kickboxing moves or the strength training moves mastered, but I just kept going. I kept showing up every single day and I still do. Even today I was there for a 6 a.m. for the kickboxing class. My husband and I both changed the frequency of our meals. In the past, we were eating 3 meals a day. Now we eat 5 meals a day spread throughout the day. We track everything we eat in MyFitnessPal. We started meal prepping to make our lives easier. We have daily macro targets that we're tracking, which I've never tracked before in my life. Changing up an entire routine like this instantly is massive, explosive change. And we changed our entire morning routine. We changed how and what we eat. Massive, explosive change. And to be honest, I hadn't thought about all the habits in my life that were a trickle-down effect of one decision. One decision I made to join a 10-week challenge. I decided to join a 10-week challenge and the whole process, my whole morning routine changed. Eating, meal prepping, how I grocery shop, when I grocery shop, the time I go to bed at night, because now I go to bed at 9:30. Yes, you can call me a grandma, I don't mind. Massive cascading effect, numerous habits that I had to change throughout the day to make this happen. And my husband, Dustin, and I, we blew through that 10-week challenge. We were in the top 5 finishers and neither of us won, but we are both winners because we've dropped tons of body fat and inches, which is so exciting that we decided to keep going. So here we are at day 182 of discomfort and I'm still doing it. Getting out of bed at 5:30, throwing myself out of bed, working out at the gym. I have not missed a workout and I am so proud of that. Now, if all change was this easy and happened overnight, I say easy with quotes, because what I'm doing isn't easy. However, it is much easier with my husband along for the ride. This change has most definitely impacted all areas of my life. I make healthier food choices when I eat out. I eat out less because I am saving money because I'm eating out less. I don't drink as much alcohol. Back in the day, we would drink a couple times a week. We stick to their eating plan. I'm eating healthy 6 days a week and allowing myself to have a fun day once a week. And in the past, I'd have a couple glasses of wine during the work week. Now I save those glasses for my fun day on Saturday. That wine is coveted for my Saturdays. And when we celebrate with one of my kids, if we go after their band concert, we go for ice cream. I'm not always having some. I have much more energy during the day, which helps in my career. And let's talk about mental focus. Holy crap, it is through the roof. And it makes for an incredible conversation piece because people see the visible change I've had. And they're like, girl, you look so good. And then we chat about it. I chat about what I'm doing. It changed my body composition. My confidence has increased because I feel better about myself. I feel more confident because my clothes fit better. I've actually had to buy new clothes because they're too big. I have abs coming in again. That change is the awesome, super exciting change. To commit to living the most fulfilling life, I would say, is next level change. Living a life on your terms means people will judge you. The naysayers are going to come out of the woodwork. The haters are going to hate. People will question you. People will doubt you. And it takes a lot to not mind what others think of you. This happens when I'm at a restaurant with people and I order soda water with lime and mint instead of a cocktail. Or I order chicken and steamed asparagus that's not even listed on the menu. Guess what? I don't mind what anyone thinks of me. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks of you because guess what? It's none of your business what they think. Who cares? You'll never know what they think. They don't walk in your shoes. They don't know what it's like to be you. They don't know how you were raised. They don't live your life and they never will. So it doesn't matter what they think. What they're actually probably thinking is what you're thinking about them. Honestly, that's what's probably going on in everyone's mind because people are so worried about what other people think of them. When you go to bed at night, the only head hitting that pillow is yours. This type of change to go after living your most fulfilling life requires significant internal change. And in my mind, the most important change you could ever make for yourself, because we never get time back. Why wouldn't you want every second you have here on this planet to be the most magnificent, the happiest, the most meaningful? When I die, what I want people to say is, Renee embraced life with intense passion, living it on her own terms, fully experiencing all it had to offer. What do you want people to say? And how can you start living your life in that way? What are the changes you need to make in your career, in your life, so you feel like you truly made the biggest impact possible? so that you can truly say you showed up every day giving it your best. And the last thing I want to ask you is if you're ready to feel uncomfortable with this change you're about to make, are you ready? Because I can almost guarantee that this change won't feel normal and it's not going to feel pleasant. It will feel super uncomfortable, maybe even for a while, maybe a long time. For me, it was at least a couple months before I started to feel comfortable with this new change of waking up early and going to gym. If you can honestly answer this question that you're ready to feel uncomfortable and keep pushing through regardless, then you are ready. You're ready to take massive action and create a fulfilling life. So the key points from today's episode are: having a positive attitude is the key to approaching change. To discover a newfound passion in your life, you have to push outside your comfort zone. And 3, to make change permanent, you have to create new habits and ditch the old ones. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.